in faith and power. And the Lord just began to deal with my heart today and take me back to some thoughts and things that I have heard over the years through preaching. And how many know most times that's the Holy Spirit? He brings back to remembrance to us the things that, the revelation that he's given us in the past, and also quickens us to new things and different things from the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. But you know, the Bible says it does not appear what we should be. You look like, look in the natural, it don't appear what we're going to be like when Jesus comes. It says, but when he comes, when he comes back, he's coming back. How many believe he's coming back? When he comes back, we're going to be like him. Now you think about that. He says, for we will see him as he is. That's talking about revelation. Revelation by the Spirit of God, who we are, the sons of God. We're not just natural. I was thinking about it today and I thought, Lord, I know we're in this natural body. But when we're born again, the scripture says that we're citizens of heaven. That old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. We're not the same person we was before we got born again. We have the same body, same face most of the time and all of that. Unless we have liposuction and change it and, you know, have some surgeries and all that. But on the inside, we've been changed and transformed. We've been made new, praise God. And the Bible says that we are now kings and priests unto God. We're not just, I just heard somebody the other day, well, I'm just an old sinner. We're just old sinners saved by grace. No, we were sinners. And we was saved by grace, so we're not sinners anymore. Come on, somebody. See, we got to change our thinking to the way God sees us. When God looks at us and we're in Christ and we're not that we're perfect, and I thought about it. I thought, no, Lord, if I think that I'm just an old sinner, that I'm going to just, that's just the way it is, you know. I'm just an old sinner, just barely getting by, then I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to believe who you say I am. And, you know, and I see it a lot and have heard people say it. Well, Noah was a drunk. Abraham was a drunk. This and that, you know, and we're not ever perfect. See, you can't have that kind of thinking. Yes, they were, but what were they after that? What were they after that? Peter cut the ear off of a dude before he was transformed. Then the book of Acts, when he was transformed, what happened to him then? Praise God, he goes and he preaches Jesus. Jesus told the 12, he said, go and preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick. He told them, and when they got born again, when they got saved, when the Spirit of God come down, they started living in faith then. They started living in power, and their lives were transformed. See, if I believe I can't be like Jesus because I've got hang-ups or addictions or temper or all that, I'm not going to reach for the change. But if I believe I can forget those things behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is we've been predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus, the Bible says. We are when he comes back if we follow him, if we do the things that he leads us to do and stay in the, we will be like him. That Bible don't lie. Now it looks like, I've told preachers that before, well, God's got a big job ahead of him. Well, you know what? If he can roll the Red Sea back, he's capable. If he can dry up the Jordan River, black God, he can do it. If he can raise the dead, then he can do it. If he can save the nation and the world through one man, then he can change the church. It's not by might nor by power, the Bible says, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. See, we're not in this thing alone. We're not walking this supernatural walk alone. And the Lord put it in my heart one time. He said, don't just live and think natural and carnal about your life down here all the time. He said, bring me in while you're at work. Think on me. While you're out, talk about me. He said, think on me. Think of my promises and my blessings. He said, that away, he said, you renew your mind. He said, and you begin to walk in and advance in the power that I give you by the Spirit of God. Living in faith and power. Now we must continually have faith in the power living in us. Not just when our bills are due. Not just when we need our car payments paid and we're calling out on the Lord. I'm not talking about that right there. That, you know, I'm talking about all the time going about, God, what do you want me to do today? Who am I going to pray for today, God? Who am I going to invite to church today, God? Who am I going to talk about, Jesus, like Sandy, talking about the blood? I don't know why Jesus had to die. I don't know why Jesus had, he had to save the world. But she didn't understand. But then you had somebody that's in the Word, somebody that knows what the blood of Jesus is all about. See, in the Old Testament, they sacrificed animals for the covering of sin. But now Jesus was that ultimate one-time sacrifice. And he poured out that blood once and for all. And the blood still has power today. I apply it by faith. I say, Father, I thank you, Lord. I apply the blood of Jesus to my family, to the church family. Lord, I commission the blood of Jesus to do its work. And how many knows the blood never loses power? But if I'm not conscious of that and release my faith in that, then that'll sit over here on the side burner. The power of that blood is only activated in our life because of our faith. The Bible says, Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I was talking to a boy the other day, you know, and I invite everybody to church, man. To some, it's a drag. To some, it's power. To me, it's power. I mean, if I can get everybody in here, in the city, in the county, that's the way I feel. If I can get everybody, it's kind of like Jesus saying, go in the upper room and tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Then you're going to be my way. That's the way church is to me. I'm like, man, it's like the upper room, man. You're in one place. You're in a place where God has commissioned and commanded us, forsake not the assembling. So I'm always expecting the power to show up in the church. Always. I come in one way and leave another way. I come in here half drained, fighting the world and thoughts and the devil and all of those things. And then I come in here, praise God, get to singing a song, hallelujah. And then before you know it, the Spirit of the Lord's moving on me, hallelujah, and then I'm ready to preach. I come in just like everybody else sometimes. Been working all day, tired, you know, trouble, every side, you know, one thing right after another, you know. That happens to everybody. But it happened to them in the Bible. But you know what? They were persecuted. They were this and that and had their own troubles and all of that. But it did not stop them transformed people by the Spirit of God from maneuvering in Jesus in times of trouble. It caused them to go deeper. It caused them to go deeper. Give me that Acts 10, please, Beth. We live by faith. Faith is not, this is the only way I can say it. I've heard people say, well, I wrote a faith check for my tithe. And I asked one, I said, what does that mean? Well, I mean, I wrote the check on Sunday hoping that they wouldn't put it in before the money come in for my next payday. You know, and I told that person, I said, look, don't get upset at me, but that's not faith. You just caused the church to bounce a check and cost $35. That's not faith. See, that is right there. Now, I'm saying this for a reason, because we need to know what faith is. A knowing, a persuasion. It is a power, hallelujah. I mean, it's the power of God. It is the force of God that has been given to us. The Bible says every man has been given the measure of faith. Nobody that gets born again can say, I don't have faith. They are believing a lie. Because the supernatural force of God came on to the inside of that person when they opened their heart up for God to come in. Faith came in. A supernatural force. It's not a natural force. And the Bible says here in the book of Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And you know what? The same spirit that raised Jesus, according to Romans, lives in me and you. The same one that did the works through that natural man. Jesus was a natural man till he was 30 years old. He went to church. He read the scriptures. I believe he started getting revelation of who he was over the years until it came an appointed time of God for him to be endued with power to do the work of the ministry. He was a natural man like me and you. And he didn't abuse the power. He didn't. The Bible says he stripped himself of being God. In other words, what Jesus did is Jesus came and Jesus showed us how to operate in the power of God now. Jesus said, I come not to do my own will. That's one of the things that puts us in power. When we decide that we're going to do the will of God, we don't want our own will. We don't want to know what His will is, just like Jesus did. He said, I only do the things that I hear my Father. I only do the things that I see Him do. And that's the way we are. The Lord dropped this in my heart years and years ago because I felt like, you know, be spiritual at church and get into the church thing, you know, and nothing wrong with that, you know. And then I go out for a small example of praying one morning before I leave my house, and I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I'll see you after a while. I'm the point to get up early, and most time I had to go in at 5 o'clock, so 4 o'clock, so I go in there, get on my knees in the living room and talk to the Lord, you know, and before I went to work, I talked with the Lord and spent a few minutes with Him, you know, and at, back in my young Christian, I did it every day, I don't know, for a month or so, or I do that every morning. I didn't want to set my clock and have to wake up early. But I heard somebody preach on it. Give God the first part of the day, you know, and then benefits will come. And so I thought, well, bless God, I'm going to give. See, faith comes by hearing. I mean, I could have heard somebody say, oh, just pray every now and then. God knows your heart and your thoughts. They did say that. You don't really have to pray out loud because God knows your heart and your thoughts. He does. But the Bible says, whosoever shall say to these mountains. Well, anyways, I'm there that morning. I spent time with the Lord. And then I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm headed off to work, Lord. I said, I'll see you. I'll see you in a while. And I just heard it on the inside. He said, take me with you. I didn't know the Bible says that Christ in me, the hope of glory. I didn't know it yet. But the Holy Spirit was talking. Why? Because I was giving Him. I was after the Lord in my heart. I mean, I would still fight and all kinds of stuff, you know, at that point, you know. I mean, I hadn't been transformed to where I'm at now. Praise God. I just love you with a $100 bill. You get mad at me, I'm going to bust you with a $100 bill. I can pay you and you'll be, oh, isn't that Brother Scott? He's a good guy. Why? The Bible says overcome evil with good. Anytime I see evil trying to work, but God do a good act. Little Aubrey told Teresa Tuesday night, she said, Grandma, Aiden said, Aiden, they was arguing a little bit or something. And she said, y'all be sweet now, be sweet. Aiden, be sweet. Aubrey, be sweet, you know. And she said, well, I'm aggravated or something like that, you know. And she said, well, the Bible says overcome evil with good. She said, overcome it. And then she said, well, so-and-so it don't like me in school. You know, push me or something, I don't know what. And Trey said, well, be sweet in school. Overcome evil with good. How, you know why she's able to do that? We've been walking in that power for many years. We've seen it work for many years. It don't feel good. See, that's that transformed life. It says how God anointed Jesus. How many knows Jesus in me and you? How many knows we're anointed? We are anointed. Say, I'm anointed. That's half of us. Say it again. I'm anointed. Hallelujah. Because Christ lives in us, we're anointed just like Jesus. Later on, they called him, Peter called him the Christ. You know what? His name wasn't Jesus Christ. He was Jesus of Nazareth. Some of them called him Jesus the Christ. Peter had a revelation. He had a revelation, and he said, thou art the Christ. He didn't say, thou art Jesus. He could have said, you're Jesus, man. But now he had revelation. He knew Jesus in the natural, been with him. He's one of the disciples, one of the apostles. But he says, thou art Christ. See, we realize he's Christ. He's not Jesus. Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one. Anointed. We know him as the anointed one. And the Bible says, Christ in you, the anointed one, and his anointing in you. That's what you, gives you the hope of the glory of God that's going to be revealed. We ought to be laying hands on the sick. We ought to be casting out devils. We ought to be healing the sick. We ought to be prophesying to our lives under the anointing. Under the anointing. Why? Because we're anointed. The Bible says, as God is, so are we in this world. Now our mind can't comprehend that. Not our natural. But you know what? We was created in the image and likeness of God. And you know what God did? When God went over the earth and seen it was dark and void, you know what he did? Oh God, I just don't know why is it just dark. No, he sent the Holy Spirit over it. Same Holy Spirit that me and you got. Sent him over the face of the earth. And then he said, let there be light. And the Bible says light was. Well, we are just like him, the Bible says. As he is, so are we. What does that mean? I don't prophesy. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. I'll make it one day somehow. I see it on Facebook, you know, and I don't judge people. I'm telling you, I stand in the shower, and I'll take a shower, and I'll say, Lord, I'm not judging people. I'm not going to judge them out there. If they don't know what I know, well, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm not going to cast sentence on them. You say they're just dumb or blah, blah, blah. That's dumb. Don't judge. Judge not that you be not judged. So I cast all of that over. I'll say, but as for me and my house. See, you can be different. You can be different than the world. We ought to be different than the world. The world right now is, boy, I'm telling you, gas is so high. And I put it in my truck and I said, thank you, Lord, for gas money. Hallelujah. There's a difference. Gas is so high. Told somebody the other day, they said, boy, groceries are higher than they've been in decades. I said, well, cut your eating in half. Cut your eating in half and you'll spend the same as you was 2 years ago. Seriously. I mean, that is not revelation. That's just real. If I bought two Cokes, buy one. I saved $3, I guess. Woo! See, we gotta be optimistic. We got the Holy Spirit and faith will cause you to be optimistic. You won't be on the defense. Trying to defend your life, trying to defend your faith, trying to defend your spiritual life. Now you'll be on the offense. The offense is taking ground, moving forward in adversity, hallelujah. Greater is he that's in us, the Bible says, than he that is in the world. But see, we've got to be mindful, especially in the time that I've never seen the world so dark. I've never seen it so twisted in all my life. I've never seen a time that we live in other than the Bible in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, where they call evil good and good evil. I'm telling you, if you really read this Bible and you really want the Lord to reveal you and show you, hallelujah, so that you will be safe and protected by him in the angels of God and his provision, he will show you in that Bible. Spending time with the Lord, praying, fasting, hallelujah, this church has a hard time fasting. Kind of shocking to me. That's kind of shocking. All that shows me is in that area right there that I built a stronghold of just letting my flesh do what it wants to. That's all it is. Because if I get up in the morning and I say, I'm fasting today, who's in control of my life? I am. Ain't nobody can get in my truck with a bunch of hot dogs and hamburgers and chips. Ain't nobody can bring me breakfast. There ain't no store got the power to stop me. I drive right by it. Or I tell them, no, thank you. Travis usually asks me on Monday, you eating? No, I'm not eating today. You know, I fast. So I can go 3 or 4 days and it don't bother me. But I have a fasted lifestyle like they did in the book of Acts. They ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Spirit showed up and began to tell them to pick Barnabas and Paul for this work right here and sent them out in the power of God, led by the Spirit. But they were praying and fasting and ministering to the Lord. Heaven knows that ministry when we fast and pray. And you know what? I believe it. I believe it for my own self. The Bible says in Isaiah 58, it says, and your health will spring forth speedily. That means when you're attacked, praise God, fasting disciplines you. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, it says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness and weakness. But it says a wounded spirit. Who can bear? But a wounded spirit. What's a wounded spirit? That's one that is not strong. Not strong in the inner man. Why would you not be strong? You're not eating. You're not feeding. You're not feeding on thoughts about God, about Christ in you, the hope of glory, about I'm the healed of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You gotta feed on these kind of thoughts all the time. All the time. Especially in the time that we live in. If I go home, take a nap, you know what I do? I turn it on the Victory Channel. I listen to some preaching while I take me a little nap. Did you know your spirit don't sleep? A preacher preached another day and he got loud and I went, whoo-hoo, what'd he say? I don't know, but it woke me up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woke me up. Hey, you've been preaching the whole time. But I go to sleep consciously knowing that my ears are a channel to my soul. That's why I don't get into rock and roll anymore. I don't get into that anymore. I don't got time for that anymore. I got to be strong. I got to stay strong. I got to stay spiritually up so that when all of these fiery darts, and they are coming, they are here, they will hit your house, they will. Financial trials, car trials, motorcycle trial. I had one yesterday. I was going to blow your doors. And my motorcycle quit. I wasn't going to blow your doors. I had to call the tow truck. That was Teresa. I told her, I said, come get me. Where are you at? I said, I'm on the side of the road. My motorcycle, I washed it and it drowned it out. And it quit on me. So she comes down there and gets me. I said, take me to get the service truck. I got a winch on it, you know. And so she goes up and parks, and she comes down. She just come back with me, you know, and she's winching the back on her. Somebody stopped and said, hey, Scotty, you got it, man? I said, yeah, I called the tow truck. You know what? I started to go home and burn the bike, but what good would that do, Matt? I'll be riding. I dried a wire out, and that was it. I'd washed it and filled a wire up with water. It caused me a great trial. I thought, I'll get rid of it. I'll just get, what's the use, man? I want to just cruise on the bike. Well, what if I had it? You know what? I'll be riding a Harley. I thought about riding it tonight, but I didn't want my hair messed up for preaching. Because I got some of that bun women's hairspray on. I guarantee you, if I didn't wear a helmet, it'd still be in place. Hurricane couldn't mess with that. Holy Spirit told me secrets okay. We men buy the weak stuff. That secret's good, strong underarm deodorant. I don't have to have a bath for 3 days. Just put a little of that on, baby, and hey, hallelujah. Priest told me one time, you taking a bath? I said, no, I'm saving water. You said the water bill was $60, baby. I know how to cut it in half. See, it's okay to be funny at home. We're still anointed. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. See, and if He's living in us and we cast our cares and we got faith and confidence in Him and we're strong, we feel good at home. You can watch Andy Griffin, man, and be happy. The Three Stooges. But boy, if you're all down out, world is beat down, and you're full of unbelief and fear and all that, ain't nothing good. You can watch the funniest home videos and sit there depressed. Hallelujah. But the Bible says how God anointed Jesus. Give me that Galatians 2, Beth, please. I'm healed. Are you healed? I don't know, man. There's sickness everywhere. I know it. There's poverty everywhere, too. There's unbelief everywhere, too. There's doubt everywhere. There's fear everywhere. But that don't mean. I mean, somebody told me, yeah, y'all can come eat supper with us. We're having asparagus and blah, blah, blah. Thank you. I don't have to eat that. Right? Well, same way with all this stuff out here in the spirit realm. We don't have to eat everything. There's some things I just spit right out, put the shield of faith up, and nope, not going there. Not going to go there, praise God. Hallelujah. Not going to get in fear. Paul said here, he said, I am crucified with Christ. See, you got to reckon that if you're born again, you was crucified with Him. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. He's talking about just like me and you. I'm living in this natural body. I still have to make my bed up and go take a bath and, you know, function in here in life and all that. But he says, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hallelujah. He says, but Christ, what? Liveth in me. See, Paul, I mean, once he had that experience with Jesus, and not everybody has that slapped off a donkey experience from a bright light. You know, he's on his way to church. If you read the story of Paul, when he's in the book of Acts, and he's commissioned by the ungodly to go and kill Christians. He held the coat of Stephen when he was stoned and commissioned him to be stoned. The Apostle Paul, which was Saul at that time. When Stephen was stoned to death, and Stephen, like Jesus, he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then here this same man, that's why all the churches were scared of him. They were scared of him. He got born again. They're like, yeah, that's Saul. He's coming. They're like, don't send him to our church. Man, he just killed half of them over yonder, put them in prison, tortured them. He tortured Christians. That's a true story. And then here he is, and Jesus tells him, Saul, why do you persecute me? He ain't persecuted Jesus, but he has. Jesus said, whatever you do unto one, at least of one of my little ones you do unto me. That's why me and you have to love one another. We got to love people because he shed that blood not just for us, for the ungodly, for the lost, for the drug head, for the thieves, for the liars, for those that'll steal from you. I've stood up there and when things have got stolen on my property over here and said, Lord, this land you gave to me up here in Thugtown. And Lord, I anoint this whole 40 acres, and that anointing that's in me is going to roll out into all these neighborhoods around here, God, and going to touch them for the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm there for a purpose. It's not just to have cows and mow grass and build buildings and have puns and all that's fine and good and enjoy it. But we're here for a purpose. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. See, I realize that I'm not Scotty anymore. like I knew Scotty 20-something years ago. I am the anointed Scotty. You are the anointed Mac. Oh, Mac. About forgot your name, man. I'm just under an anointing right now. We're anointed of the Lord. We don't feel anointed. Don't feel. The Bible says the just shall live and walk by faith. How to do that? Believe what that Bible said you are. You believe that you've been crucified. You believe that you was buried with him. And you believe that you was raised with him and brought to life. You believe that you was transferred out of darkness over into the kingdom of light. Praise God. You believe that you've been redeemed from poverty so that you can have finances. And not just finances. I mean, you know, you can have things without things having you. You can have God and have everything here. The Bible says that God daily, you read it, they quoted it, daily loads us up with benefits. Why do we want to fight that? See, I read in there one day when the Lord told me, he said, if you'll follow me, he said, I'll bring you to a place to where you want nothing. And then I'm reading in there, and he said, you can't serve two masters. He said, you'll love the one and cleave to the other. He said, you can't serve God and money. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. He said, you got to serve me, and mammon will serve you. See, we master, we own money. Money don't. People, they lust after money to pay their bills. I'm talking about broke people. I'm talking about people that's on fixed income. I'm talking about millionaires. You know, but we, if the Bible, the truth will make us free. We don't put our trust in money. We don't put our trust in uncertain riches. But in the living God, if all of that fails us, he still stands. If everything fails us, God will provide for us. God will take care of us. We know it through the scriptures. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for the good to those that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. But we got to live in faith and walk in that power. We can lay it down at any time. Was a time when the disciples did cast out devils. They cast them out and all that. And then this guy takes his lunatic son, demon-possessed son, to the disciples that had already been casting out devils, and they couldn't cast him out, so they took it to Jesus. He took him to Jesus, and he said, I took him to the disciples, and they couldn't cast him out. They couldn't cast him out. So he just rebuked it. It left him, and he was healed, the Bible says. Then his disciples, apart from them, said, why couldn't we do it? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, because of your unbelief. They couldn't cast out devils anymore because of unbelief. See, but if we stay living in faith and walking in the power, don't think you got to try to get it. You already got it. I'm trying to get a relationship with the Lord one time. I mean, I'm like, oh, God, I want to be closer to you, God. I'm down there, and I'm, oh, God, I want to be closer to you. I mean, I spent 2 or 3 months wanting to be closer to the Lord. And I thought to be a godly desire, but Satan was using it. He said, just walk with me. He said, stop trying to get something you've already got. I already had a relationship. I was getting closer. I'm reading the Bible every day. I'm at work and everybody's off over doing their thing. And I've got my little New Testament, pocket New Testament. I'm reading the Bible. I've cut off all the secular music. And I've got on praise and worship, you know. WDJC, I almost cut them off back in, I guess that's what that was. Because they come on there and let a preacher come on there. And he said, you don't have to go to church anymore. He said, you know, we are the church. He said, just get your Bible, you know, and have communion at home and all of that. And I cut that radio off. And I said, I won't listen to that unbelief, God. I won't listen to that. Trying to get me not to go to my church. See what I'm saying? I knew the truth, Johnny. I knew it in here, not just what the Bible said. I knew what church was doing for me. I knew the transformation that was taking place. I knew how I felt and when I got there, when I was right. You can be in the wrong spirit and you won't get hardly anything out of church. But you can be in the right spirit after God. But God, and I'm telling you right now, you might not get but a little drink, but you'll get a drink. You'll get a nugget. You'll get some manna. You'll leave with something. You'll leave with strength. So I cut it off, and I told Teresa, I said, I'm not listening to that radio station again They done letting false prophets get on there. She said, what are you talking about? I didn't hear it. And I said, well, they said I didn't have to go to church no more. Get my Bible, send them $100, and they're going to send me, that's what it was, send $100, and they'll send you your own study Bible and, you know, some anointing oil and, you know, and all of that. And you don't really need a church. And tied to yourself. Ooh, boy. And you know what? These people jumped on that. Sounded like God to them. Sounded like God. And you know what? I seen them years later on that jumped onto that. They still ain't back in church and right with God. And I mean this chaos all the time in their life. You know why we don't have a lot of chaos as Christians? I'm not just talking about here. I'm talking about Christians all over this planet that don't have a lot of chaos in their life. You want me to tell you why? Because they are Christ followers. Because they're... Went to a guy today and he said, I've never had to take any medicine, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And they checked my blood pressure. Ended up, he's his, what do you call that spider? That main widowmaker. Yeah. Widowmaker. I guess that's why they call that. It's a killer, I guess. But they done tested everything, and his widowmaker was 97% stopped up. They went in there and put a little stent in. I told him, I said, bless God, thank God for that. He said, I'm telling you right now the reason why it didn't kill me. He said, Jesus. He said, Jesus. And his wife standing on the porch. That's right, we ain't leaving here till the Lord gets ready. And I thought, glory to God, I knew I was supposed to be down in here today. Down in the valley, I come out of the world and drove in a holy driveway, bless God. These people, see, they're not every now and then about Jesus. The Bible says that me and you are kept by the power of God. Sandy told me, he said, you want some vitamin C? Do you take vitamin C? And I said, yeah, I think I take it. I think I already take some vitamin C, man. And I told her, yeah, take these vitamins, cut down on the drinks and stuff. I said, that's why I'm strong at 55. But I attribute it to the Holy Spirit, the help of the Lord. I mean, those will help you in everything. Everything. Now the devil tells me, boy, you done been wounded in that heart, boy. You feel that pain every now and then? I'm like, shut up, idiot. That body don't tell me nothing, but God. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I'm anointed of the Lord. I'm healed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I fast and pray. Now look, you know, this church, one time they had this. Some people believe fasting is some kind of formula. You know, to get God to move. That's not so. And I've heard a young teenager stand up one time, she says, I tithe, and I turned over, and I didn't get killed in the car. I tithe. And I thought that had nothing to do with that. Tithing don't save you. Jesus does. Tithing don't protect you. Jesus does. Come on, somebody. We ain't messed up in this house. Well, our trust is in the Lord, not in seven ways to get blessed, not in, you know, we just follow the Bible, honor the Lord. We don't put none of that in the place of Jesus. The Lord even told me one time, put it in my heart one time, he said, don't have faith in the Word. And I thought, I got to check this out, man. The Holy Spirit bears witness with what's God not. And so I started thinking. I thought, what's the Bible say about that? Because I see word people. Nothing wrong with it. We are. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, Mark 11:22. It don't say have faith in the Bible. It says have faith in God. Then it goes on down and it says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe what? Believe God. Believe he's already done. Believe you're already healed. Believe you don't have to walk in poverty and oppression and condemnation. Right after, just the other day, some people, they come across us. It was raining and I was patching my fence, man, you know, trying to hurry. People come across the road, you know, and so, boy, he just cussed up a storm. You know. Cussing don't bother me. You can't sink a ship if you don't let the water in. That water can just, if as long as it don't get in there, it can't sink a ship. Ship will just float. And all of a sudden, then I got done. I said, I need to come to church. Oh, I go to name the church. And I thought, well, Couldn't tell you go there. Now, the dude wasn't, I mean, he ain't bothering me. He's just, you know, and I thought, that's just where he's at, Lord. He's full of everything but Jesus. You can go to church and be empty of Jesus. You can go to church and be empty of revelation. I mean, you can go through the motions and all of that. They did it in the wilderness. They did it in the wilderness. God brought them through the Red Sea out. Boy, they're singing and clapping and, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. He crushed my enemies. Whatever it said. I mean, he just crushed the enemy, Mac. They got up. They went across on dry ground, the Bible said. Rolled the sea back. And then when the enemies got in there, they watched them. Just crushed them. Drowned them, destroyed them. Boy, they praising God. Then they go on a little bit, I think, and stayed in church a little too long, Johnny. I think they got a little tired of the prayer meetings old Joshua and Caleb was having. Started drifting off over to themselves. Started not being satisfied with what God had given them. What God, they begin to complain, murmur. The Bible says they turned back in their hearts and limited the Holy One of Israel, Psalm 68. See, we can't let the things of this world draw us away from looking unto Jesus. Not our troubles, not our trials, not going forward in ministry. Travis, you know, I mean, he's getting prepared. I've been in the garage door business almost 30 years. You know, faithful. I probably ain't missed two or three weeks out of 30 years, probably, you know. And so I tell him, you know, it ain't going to be too long. I'm backing out of this and blah, 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 you know, and all that. You know, and I told the Lord the other day, I said, I'm going to put more time in ministry, Lord. I might be a converted Jehovah Witness. Ride me a bicycle down through town, man. Getting pamphlets, knocking on the doors. I'll be back to see you Saturday. I'm going to be more dedicated than the Jehovah Witnesses. Why? I'm not going to retire from this power. I want this power when I'm 80, like Caleb and Joshua. Man told God, give it up, mountain. You brought us here. We took the enemies out. We took them out. See, there's a bunch of them went in. They were two of them living by faith, Caleb and Joshua. Spies went in. They saw 10 of them come out, and they said, boy, we're grasshoppers. You look at it today in the world, it's all full of trouble, and we can be the same way they was. Our enemies might be a little different. Our trials might be a little different. Theirs were giants in the land that God told them they could have. They were literal giants in there that had occupied that land. That's why God knew in Deuteronomy when he was telling them, I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Where no scarceness and all of that, where you'll be free. And you're going to live in houses that you didn't build. You're going to drink out of wells that you didn't dig. You're going to eat out of vineyards that you did not plant. And when they got over to Canaan land, it was just exactly like God prophesied to them way back down yonder, 40 years later. Some of them said, we can't do it. I mean, you got Christians today, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. And they look at all the people's trouble and take that on, and then they get discouraged. I don't know. Good Lord, everybody's just in a mess. And that's the same way they did. Then they feel defeated. We're like grasshoppers in our own sight. They're giants. And Caleb stilled the people. He said, God has delivered them into our hands. Let us go up at once. We are more than able. And I'm standing before you today telling you that you are more than able to conquer every foe, every trial, every oppression, but there's going to have to be some keeping your eyes on the Lord Jesus. Keeping your focus on Him. Having a grateful heart. You know, thankfulness is the key to more from the Lord. Give me that Mark 16, Beth, please. We'll try to close with this. We don't want to give you too much. Got to eat, chew it, and digest it. It says, Jesus told them here in Mark 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? I believe we're believers, don't you? We have believed in the Lord Jesus. We have surrendered our life to the Lord Jesus. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, that was the disciples then. I said, what are we supposed to do? Did he just leave us out? I said, no. I said, let me answer it. It says, these signs shall follow who? That believe. He didn't say which generation, how many years. He said, those that believe on him shall be saved. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall, in my name, they shall cast out devils. See, now, in the name, it's like this. Travis didn't have no authority to call, to get prices on doors or nothing. I own my business. I'm making an example here of this. I own my business. He could call down there, they wouldn't tell him nothing. And so I called them up one day, and I told them, I said, I need to talk to whoever it was at that time, I didn't forget. They got on the phone, and I said, Scotty, with blunt open the door, giving Travis Weston the same rights that I have. He can call, he can get, put him on the books. He can call, he can get prices, he can order, he can cancel, he can do everything that I do. It give him a little bonus. This is Travis with blonde over at the door. I need a price on 2 9 by 7. He just took that authority, boy, and I'm like, God, is that Travis? He ain't over squeaking, man. I mean, he's talking like he's got authority. But you know what? He did, Johnny. He heard me telling him and knew that I told him, so he picked that phone up with boldness, and he began to, and still walks in that today. Absolutely, they know him as well as they know me. Now, I did that one purpose. I did that because I want him to be able to do that, you know. But that's what he said, go in my name. He said, I gave you authority. He gave us authority to cast out devils. He gave us authority to speak to those mountains. Be thou cast into the sea, and they shall obey you, the Bible says. The Bible says, no weapons formed against me and you'll prosper. It don't say their weapons won't form. It don't say that sickness and disease won't come around you. It don't say none of that. But it says that our health will spring forth speedily. You know, and Jesus even told him, he said, and people have told me, Mac, you know, well, you know, it's just not modern anymore to fast. And I'm like, well, have we got an upgraded version of the Bible somewhere that I don't know nothing about? That Bible, man, they've tried to destroy that Bible for years. I've seen cars burn, won't burn them. I've seen cars slap burn up, and the only thing left in that car was a Bible. It didn't burn, Johnny. I mean, absolutely, it burnt the cover, didn't burn not one page in that Bible. They kept it as a testament. I've seen it with my own eyes. You can't destroy the Word. But Jesus told them, he didn't say, if y'all guys pray, fast. He said, when you fast. He said, when you do fast, don't go around saying sad, you know. I've seen Christians before, man, be like, man, what you sad about? I'm having to fast. So every time you see them, you're like, whew, that's that fasting bunch over there. We're going over here. We're fasting, but they don't know it. That's what he's talking about. Don't let everybody know. Don't have a sad countenance. You're just having to suffer for Jesus and all that. But he told him, he said, do it in secret. Do it between me and you. He said, and I'll reward you openly. He told him, I'll reward you openly. That means everybody will be able to see the reward. People will be able to see the reward. So I want to encourage you, you know, walk in faith and in that power. You ain't got to try to do it. Just do it. Jesus' mother said, whatever he says, do it. Just do it. Just like the Lord said, don't try to get something you've already got. I've never been the same, Sandy, never been the same. I get up and I'll talk to the Lord in the daytime. I mean, I'll be going down the road and I'll be, Lord, I ain't prayed in 30 minutes. Good to talk to you again, Lord. Glory to God. Glad you in the truck with me. Glad you in here, y'all angels. Glad y'all in here too. I feel a lot safer. We got some maniacs out here without Jesus running up and down the road. They're just liable to have a thought. Jerk over and hit them. They jerk over and hit me, they going to hit a shield of faith. Boom! Our car's going to turn over, mine's going to rock, and I'm going to be like, man, that devil couldn't get me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, I literally feel what I'm saying. He'll protect you, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we